This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that we're clear, one of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was Signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of Signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration.
That is the CIA Director Ratcliffe talking about how Signal was installed onto his computer. It was an understood way to communicate. And of course, we have a situation now where it was an inappropriate addition to this group chat. They were discussing certain things about an attack on the Houthis. And here we are. Let's get to our next guest. Very excited to have Congresswoman Ann Wagner on. She represents the 2nd District of Missouri. You can check her out at wagner.house.gov. She also serves on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Congresswoman, thank you for coming back with us. It's great to have you here.
Annie, it's great to be on your show this afternoon. Thank you for hosting.
You bet. I want to ask you real quick about your thoughts on today's intelligence hearing, because I know there are some other things we want to get to here, but it was interesting to sit and watch. Kind of feels like that they made a mistake in this communication. Where do you think this story is going to go, and what are your concerns?
Well, and you know, we've got a worldwide threat intelligence committee hearing tomorrow, too, in the House. So CISI, which is the Senate counterpart, went today. We will go tomorrow with our hearing. So I'm sure that the Dems are going to demagogue this to death. To be honest, I mean, we are, you know, I do sit on the Intel Committee. I know that Armed Services Committee is going to be doing investigations. The National Security Council is. I'm going to, you know, reserve kind of my judgment until after the facts come in. We'll gather those. And we've also been in touch with what is our key interlocutor in this arena, which is the is ODNI, which is run by Tulsi Gabbard. But you know what, Annie? Here's what I do know, okay? I know the Houthis are dead. Our U.S. military did their job. They got back safely. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what really matters. So
yeah.
There you go.
I appreciate that sentiment, because I think that there is an opportunity for lessons to be learned here without the very, you know, sad, tragic outcome that the Democrats are, in many cases, from what I'm hearing, pretending did happen. Like, we actually were able to carry out the mission.
Yes.
Nobody was harmed. We can learn the lessons and move on. Do you expect there to be action taken to be more secure in the way that these individuals communicate?
Probably. I will say this. I have used Signal before, but usually it's when I'm traveling overseas on congressional business. Here's what Signal does. It encrypts things, all right, but I would not consider it a classified platform. It can be hacked. So you prefer to have those kinds of what I've considered sensitive conversations in a SCIF, or in some kind of secure classified setting or transmission. So, you know, like I said, mistakes, they said, be owned up to the mistake, lessons learned, I hope. There probably, as I said, will be some further investigation, and hopefully some good comes from it in terms of making sure the protocols are clear across what we call the IC, which is the intelligence community. You have to be careful with sensitive information out there, but Houthis are dead. We did our mission. The military got back safely, and to me, that's the bottom line, and that's what I think the American public cares most about.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner speaking with us right now, of course, the representative for the 2nd District of Missouri. Something that people here locally in your district care deeply about is the new information regarding the F-47 fighter jet.
Yes.
This is so exciting. I don't know if you know this, Congresswoman, but I flew with the Blue Angels last year, and now I understand planes a little bit more. And when I went to the air show that was out in Chesterfield and seeing the magnificence of what our Air Force is able to do, and now we have, what is it, a 6th-generation fighter, F-47, being built right here in St. Louis, Missouri.
It is. This is we call it the 6th-generation. It's a stealth fighter jet, and it literally is the next generation of air dominance. This is going to replace just about everything going forward. I'm so proud of Boeing. I was a sigh of relief. We've been working on this for some time. They beat out Lockheed Martin. They beat out Northrop Grumman. And this is going, what this is going to mean for our greater St. Louis region, not just our nation's security here, okay? And because we've got to be able to compete with China and others, but the local economy, we're going to begin at $20 billion, but the lifetime of this project, Annie, it'll be hundreds of billions of dollars. And I'm so thankful to President Trump for his leadership and trusting the hardworking men and women in our great state to build this aircraft. It's literally the most advanced stealth fighter in the world, and we're leading the way here. And also, it's not just what this does for Boeing. It's what it does for our full defense industrial base, which we have a large scale of in that St. Louis metro area that makes the widget that goes on the wing of the whatchamacallit. And this time it'll be the F-47 named after our President Trump, the 47th president.
I heard him say when he announced this, I think he was in the Oval Office maybe when this came out, he said that the Air Force determined the name F-47. I think he was trying to be humble, as President Trump is known to be from time to time. Can you confirm or deny that F-47 idea came from the Air Force and not the...
I will concur with the president on all footing here, but I don't know here. Maybe the Air Force was just being smart, And I too have been up. I was up in an F-16, and it is quite a thrill. I got to ask Annie, did you keep everything down, my friend?
I did every maneuver when I was in the F-18. It was Blue Angel number 7, which I think some people don't even know exists because there's 6 in the show. But the 7th plane is a 2-seater where they basically toss people like me around up in the air. And I made it through every maneuver they do in the show without throwing up. But the last one, which was a Cobra maneuver of some sort, I did not. Well, I finished it, but then I was toast. So it was a challenge, that's for sure.
Well, it's magnificent, and was a once in a lifetime opportunity that I had when I was a United States ambassador, and I'm just again, and this was an F-16 that I was up in, so it's exciting. I'm thrilled for our region, and this is going to really, in terms of our national security and going toe to toe with the Chinese and other adversaries out there, this is key. So we're thrilled about that, and it kind of segues into some of the hearings that we'll be having, especially tomorrow with the worldwide threats hearing. I don't know whether you know this or not, but I was just honored that the speaker put me on the intelligence committee, and there are probably 13 Republicans and 10 Democrats, so it's a small group. I spent 6 hours in a skiff yesterday. I feel like I used to not be able to sleep at night because I was old, but now it's because I know too much. So, but we're going to have a hearing tomorrow, and I'm going to lead, and this is going to have, Tulsi Gabbard, Radcliffe, Kash Patel, General Cruz from the DIA, and I think we're going to have the NSA there also. So this is, we do one open hearing a year, and then we will then go into closed session. We have closed hearings just about every week, and we will take this group too tomorrow into a closed session. But I'm going to lead off talking about probably the greatest threat to our national security, which is China. And I'm going to be asking certainly our CIA director Radcliffe about this and our threat to the U.S. And then I'm going to move into my exciting new subcommittee, which is called OSINT. It's called the Open Source Intelligence Committee. It's a new discipline. It's growing. I always say, most people they think of a discipline, an intelligence discipline, as a traditional spy, and that's called HUMIT. And then they think of things like geospatial intelligence and satellites and mapping, and that's called GEONIT. Well, this is OSINT, which is open source, and it's a different kind. We are able to take public and commercially available information, as I said, exploding area, whether it's social media platforms, whether it's consumer data, press clips, you name it, and you aggregate it, you analyze it, and then it becomes actionable intelligence. And we're going to stand this up for the first time in Congress as an actual intelligence discipline, and I'm going to be talking about this. 25% of the president's daily brief consists of open source intelligence. So I'll be talking about issues of everything from privacy rights to how we wisely spend your tax dollars, because there's some redundancy in this too. So I imagine the Democrats will be going off on the demagoguing, as I said, the Signal group chat, but I'm going to stick to the facts and all the worldwide threats that we are facing, both in an open hearing and closed.
Just to clarify what you just said there, this open hearing happens once a year?
In the House.
In the House?
So
So we're going to be able to watch tomorrow and see, you've got this one opportunity to ask these individuals about threats to the country. I'm curious, and there's no way to know until you will know what happens, the difference between what the Democrats express publicly with the time that they have to share with the American people in open hearing forum, what their focus will be then versus do they shift their focus dramatically in a closed hearing when the public can't see the song and dance? I'd be interested to ask you that question later down the road.
You know what? And I'd be happy to answer that, because I will say this. I'm new to this committee, and in our closed hearings, it's the gotcha moments and the clickbait stuff. It's just all off the table. I mean, to be honest, it's I wouldn't even say it's bipartisan. It's kind of nonpartisan and very serious information that is being shared with us. We have oversight, the House Intelligence Committee, over 18 different agencies, and I have been out visiting a number of them. I even went over to the SCIF over in Scott Air Force Base last week when I was back in the district and got a full-on briefing from them dealing with open source intelligence and the other intelligence community partners that play into this. So I'm trying to stand up this new subcommittee. It's an honor to, I'm the only one in the Missouri delegation and frankly in the Midwest that is actually on the intelligence committee. And so it's a big responsibility along with the work that I do in capital markets and the financial services committee. So we had a huge cap markets hearing today that I think is still winding down now. And I chair capital markets, and this is where it all happens. This is about making sure retail investors are treated fairly, to save for the future. We're making sure that our companies can go public, and that small businesses and entrepreneurs have opportunities to grow their businesses and create new jobs. So I do whatever I can to cut red tape, to fight back against the SEC, to make sure that a small business, just a regular old retail investor, has got access, choice at the right cost. I introduced about 36 Republican bills today in this capital formation space. I think the Dems had 4. Many of mine are bipartisan. And what's really great, Annie, is I also had the privilege of chairing capital markets last Congress. Now we've got a Republican Senate, and I'm going to team up with Senator Tim Scott and the Senate Banking Committee, and we're going to make these things law this time, which is going to cut the red tape and the bureaucracy and all the hoops they have to go through, but also incentivize, you know, growing our economy for everybody, from them just the everyday investor to big companies going public. So I'm looking. That second hearing was today, and we'll move to markup, I hope, right after Easter, and I'm going to get these to the floor as fast as I possibly can. So a lot going on. I just ran back. I have to also mention, if you have time.
Sure.
I hurried back from the floor because we just voted to repeal two of the Biden energy regulations on your refrigerators and your freezers.
Hooray!
So guess what? There you go.
There you go. For the people, Ann Wagner is. Absolutely. As long as you're there and you're fighting to protect the American people from over-bloated and over-restricting government, we are supporting it. Ann Wagner, thank you so much for the time today. Congratulations to Missouri and your advocacy for that, for getting that F-47 fighter here in St. Louis at Boeing. It's quite a great thing coming here into your district, and we are grateful for your time today to talk about it.
Thank you. Anytime.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, she's a second district representative there in the House, and we haven't talked to her for a while, so that was great. That F-47, man, I'm more into planes than I used to be, which used to be not. So the idea that if we go back and we watch, I've watched Maverick. Maverick is a movie, Top Gun Maverick is a movie that we will put on. If we are sitting around and we don't know what to watch, we watch Maverick.
Wow.
The whole family. It's fantastic. And it's good every time. But those are Super Hornets that they're flying in. And it's just wild to watch them do what they're doing and know that I got to experience that. I still can't believe I said yes to it. But then when I went to the air show last year, never had been to an air show before, you know, mostly to go watch the Blue Angels, because that's what I knew at that point. But to be able to see like the Raptor and all of these different things that they have and watch what they do, I don't understand it. Like, I don't believe my eyes when I watch what these airplanes are able to do. And having a stealth fighter, the F-47, right here in St. Louis, Missouri, and listening to Congresswoman Ann Wagner talking there about the economy boost that this is going to be to the region, it's pretty exciting.
When you watch Maverick, do you constantly point at the screen and make the kids say, "That's like mommy"?
No, they constantly point at the screen and say, "That's like mommy." And I say, "Stop."
I question that.
You know me so well.
You kids, you say it. You say your lines. That's what I picture you doing.
Thanks. Weird fantasy.
Now, when you put it in that, put it like that.
Yeah.
It does sound
back
weird.
Down.
You win.
What should happen after the high-profile info breach on Signal? Nothing. It's no big deal. You want an admission and an apology, and I'm going to throw in there on the air a correction. Or you want firings and resignations. I am curious if admission and apology will beat the 50% margin here and see how firings and resignations shakes out compared to nothing. It's no big deal. I think that the obvious answer here is admission and apology. That's what I think. And I think the partisan answers are nothing is no big deal and firings and resignation. But I don't know where you all are. And this is why we ask you these questions on YouTube, because we get to every single day take the temperature of the audience out there here on the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk. So please go vote. Tell us what you think. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'd love to have you there. You can join the chat, or you can just kind of gawk and look and watch the chat happen while the show happens. We'll take anything. But the poll is in the live chat of today's live YouTube broadcast. We'll be right back. Still just less than she needs, so we press play and step.